Beautiful people of GWA. Alright, I'm gonna stop for a second. So it's raining here. It's 60 degrees and it's raining. And I was sitting on a bus earlier today, listening to some audios. I'll never tell you which ones. But anyway, I was listening to these audios and I was in public, so I couldn't really. I couldn't do a whole lot about it. And it was a really long bus ride. So I kind of started to take stock of my body, I suppose, as I was listening. And then fast forward 3 hours, I get home. It's raining. The house is just, there's just wonderful kind of gray light poking through the clouds. And I'm in, this particular room is painted this kind of gray-green color, so the way, it's just beautiful right now. That's what I'm trying to say. It's beautiful. And you know, I've been kind of underlyingly horny all day. What am I not? So I was taking a walk with my dog in the rain. And everything felt good. My thighs, as they were rubbing together, felt good. The rain felt good. My hair is still wet. It's drying into these weird curly, tendrily things. And it feels good. But mostly, what feels good right now is grinding myself on the arm of this sofa. Oh, like I'm a fucking horny 12-year-old boy. And what else feels good is the fact that I know you're listening to this. Oh my god, that feels so good. That feels so good. Oh, there's just something about having my legs spread like it just feels right. It just feels right. It just feels right. I'm gonna talk a little bit about how it felt to be kind of turned on like this all day. And I want you to let me know how close this is to how you feel when you're just so fucking horny. So what I'm doing right now, I'm facing the back of the couch. So, and I'm in panties and this little denim shorts, and I'm just grinding right on the inner corner of this couch, right in that kind of 90-degree angle. I'm gonna oh. One. I'm gonna tell you about my day. If that's okay with you. So, the first thing I noticed when I started listening to these audios earlier was it started in my neck and in my breasts. The right side of my neck, my right, your left, is incredibly, incredibly sensitive. And that ear as well. Whenever people whisper to me in that ear, it's just like electric shocks down my spine. Anyway, so I start to kind of tilt my head to the left. I kind of expose that side of my neck. And I'm just so hyper aware of my nipples. Feeling of them rubbing against my bra or my shirt or a couch like I am right now. That feels so good. Feels so good. And then it starts to move to my clit, which is just uncrossing my legs is enough to make me kind of jolt. And my lips get fat, and I just want friction. This is when I start to rub my thighs together, or if I'm on the bus and there's people around, this is when I just cross my legs and pulse my thighs. Or if I'm in class, bump up against just about anything. A desk, a chair, a doorknob. Oh, God. And that's the type of turned on I can deal with pretty easily. This is what I imagine men must feel when they get turned on. It's kind of clitoral stimulation. Where it's just a very distinct build. And then go about your day. So if it stays in the clit, I'm fine, I'm good, I can take care of that. But if it's a long bus ride and you've got a long ways to go before you're gonna get where you're going to, then it starts to move inside me. Oh God, and I just want to be filled so badly that it hurts. I just want your weight on top of me. I just want to feel you all around me. And I can feel myself, my lips kind of swell up. And I feel this warm wetness in my pants. And sometimes it's like, is that pee? Is that sweat? But no. It's just wetness. It's wetness because my body's getting ready to be filled. It wants to be filled. Oh God. It wants it so bad. It wants to be filled so bad. My breasts are filled. So. Oh, and three. I just want to be stretched out. I just want to get fucked in the most primordial way you can fucking imagine. And when I get to this point, then I'm in trouble. I'm in trouble. Because No matter how many times I come, I'm not gonna wanna stop. I'm not gonna wanna stop getting filled or fucked until I pass out from dehydration, exhaustion, or physical injury. But anyway, back to my bus ride. I noticed as I was listening to these audios, I noticed at times when the person would say certain things, this just wave being paralyzed would just come over me. Like I couldn't move if I tried. I was just like paralyzed. I was just immobilized with pleasure. It felt like a wave. It felt like a wave. It felt like a wave washed over me. Oh, fuck you. I really want something inside me right now, but no. Come with your pants on. Oh. Anyway, that was four. And I also noticed, I listened to a couple edging audios, and whenever they would start to pick, I would feel it in my chest. Isn't that weird? Instead of feeling it in, like, my clit or inside me, it just went straight to my chest. I think maybe those are two reasons why I would make a terrible dom. I don't think anyone wants a dom who can't move when she gets desperately horny and who can't tolerate begging. Oh, I tensed my shoulders up big time with that one. Let me just stretch this out real quick. Oh, God. Oh, I don't want to talk anymore. I just want to come. I just want to come. Oh, this feels wrong. Oh, I always come hardest when I'm on my back. When I'm on my back. And I'm sitting up right now. I think I'm gonna lie back on the couch and I'm gonna grind into my hand. Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. That's what I'm gonna do. Oh God. And now this becomes a true ramble fap, I suppose. In which I attempt to tell you what goes through my head as I orgasm. Oh, God. I'm just kind of desperately poking my hips into the heel of my hand right now. So, I don't know. You probably gathered this by now, but I like boys and girls. But, and this used to cause me a lot of angst, because I thought I was just, like, straight and really horny. But I do seem to prefer men, and that's just the way I am. And it might in part be thanks to this weird obsession that I have with just like the biological drive my body has to fuck, be fucked, just fucked open, just fill. Because as I start to get close,
my knees just spread. They just spread open. And I start to think about how good it would feel to have someone so much bigger than me in between them. Just taking what he wants. Just that desperation. Slick slide of our bodies together as we just act on instinct. Yeah. Oh god. And how it would feel to just have that one warm burst inside of me. I've never come around a cock before. I bet it would feel really, 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 really good. I bet it would feel so good. But then at the same time, as I'm thinking about all of these direct touches of all these layers being removed between us, the thing that really gets me is thinking about this when there's still layers on, when there's still no direct touching. And I think I might just shut up now and let you listen to me come. Oh god. Oh yeah. Hi. Oh, it's not enough. That's not enough. God, can you hear that rain? It's really coming down now. Damn.